League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's that piece of clothing that your significant other wears that you absolutely can't stand? 1-800-330-9999. I'm not surprised by this at all, Raven. I should just say that.
It's like a trap. I mean, really, I was set up, to tell you the truth.
Here's a conversation that Raven had with his wife, Alicia, when they were visiting friends.
Do you guys hate my sweatpants? Alicia hates my sweatpants.
Why does she hate your sweatpants?
I said that there are some sweatpants that are only meant to be worn in your house, and then there are some that are okay to wear out.
These are fancy sweatpants. These are Puma sweatpants. They're fancy. They say Puma.
They're green.
They say green.
So, what's wrong with green?
Everything, Raven.
There's nothing wrong with green. Let me tell you this, all right? First off, this was my day off, all right? The only one of 2 days off that I have this entire month.
Okay.
And it was a surprise day off. It opened up that way.
So you couldn't put on normal pants?
So she says to me, we're going to go visit our niece. We're going to go see my sister right now, okay? And I'm like, all right, fine, because I love my niece and I'm her favorite uncle, black sheep uncle. So she's like, you can wear whatever you want. I put on the sweatpants. I come down the stairs and she goes, you have to change. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? She's like, that shirt doesn't work with those sweatpants. Or if you're going to wear those sweatpants, at least change your shirt. I go back upstairs. I put on another shirt. I come downstairs and she tells me that's even worse. This is a shirt that she bought me, by the way.
But they don't belong together.
What's the problem? It was a black shirt with olive green sweatpants. All right. And they are dope sweatpants. All right. Thank you very much.
I like that you argue that they're Puma. So that makes them fancy.
They're Puma. They got the raised Puma on it. I mean, that like they feel cool to me.
That's,
I mean, they're joggers
real.
Too. They fit real good. I love them.
Ugh. There's just some pieces
cozy.
Of clothing that your significant other wears that you cannot stand. I could understand that. My husband had like these velour bell-bottomy sweatpants that he wore throughout the entire pandemic that were fine around the house. But the minute he had to like go somewhere, he had to do like a Home Depot run, I'd be like, get out of those pants. You should be embarrassed to be seen in them.
She has this coral, you know, colored sweatshirt. I don't like it. You know what? I'm going to go a step further. I'm just going to be real here. I don't like coral.
Okay.
It's not my favorite color.
All right.
Salmon, some people would call it.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm not a fan.
So then it was asked at Raven's brother-in-law and sister-in-law's house what pieces of clothing they wear. And it got real hot.
It got real.
What's the piece of clothing that you hate that the other one wears?
Like, there are certain pieces, like basketball jerseys. I'm like, why are you wearing those?
First of all, I wear basketball jerseys in the summer when it's like 90 degrees.
Ugh, I 100% agree.
They were both like, I don't know at first. And then as soon as she said something, it got real.
Yeah.
It got real right away.
But the jerseys, I'm not a fan. Like, I don't understand the whole thing about the jerseys, especially the tank top jerseys, like you play for the Lakers or something like that.
Yeah.
When I got to see all your armpit hair.
That's all basketball jerseys.
No.
They're all like that. And to be fair, my brother-in-law is pale. Like, he's always pale. He's one of them fair-skinned dudes. He can't be in the sun.
Then it went to the next level.
What's your answer?
Those little short boots that you have, they give you just enough lift to make you taller than me. Every time you come home after you're wearing thick socks, you're like, can you help me take these off? You wear thick socks with them, and they make your feet too big, and they get stuck in there, and then you're like, can you pull these off?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you need your husband to pull your boots off. That's a real thing.
Yeah, but the gloves were off then.
Yeah.
They were off then at that point, and the boots were still on.
1-800-330-9999. What is that piece of clothing that your significant other wears that you just can't stand? On our text line, 1-800-330-9999, my husband had this hideous winter hat. I tried nicely to tell him that it looked terrible, but he kept wearing it because it was his favorite. So one day when he went to work, I threw it away, and well, problem solved.
Oh, that's sad, though. And if he ever finds out, all right, if he hears this, he's really going to be heartbroken. But there are some terrible winter hats. I like those ones that like the Russians wear with like the big flaps of fur that fold down on the sides.
Oh, yeah.
Those are killer.
Yeah. But I'm all about throwing away my husband's stuff that I don't like when he's not paying attention. I do that all the time.
That's so wrong.
It's not. I mean, like, you're just trying to help him out. What's the piece of clothing that your significant other wears that drives you absolutely crazy? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
His cargo shorts. I can't stand them. He wears them all the time with everything, even when it's cold. He'll put boots on with the cargo shorts. Mm. It's such a nasty, like, dad look. It just speaks like I've given up.
Well, you know, the cargo shorts, Anna, used to be in my fashion lineup. You remember.
Oh, my. Raven wore them every single day.
You remember.
Day. I was
Here's
like, this
thing.
Has to end.
Now, you have to keep one or two pairs in storage just in case you ever need to actually carry cargo. Mm. That's why you keep them there. I have one or two pairs still in the drawer there just in case.
How long? When was the last time that you had to carry cargo in your cargo shorts, Raven? I'm just curious.
You know, like if you're going to like an amusement park or something for the day and like you're going to need extra pockets or whatever, like you got to plan for that type of stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
If you're a carpenter and you're going to be going up on the roof with a pocket full of nails and your hammer and whatnot, you know, you got to carry stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you just have to tell your husband that he can only wear them when he's going up on the roof.
That's right.
Okay.
I guess he'll never be wearing them again.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What piece of clothing does your significant other wear that you hate?
Hello. My wife wears these disgusting Uggs. I cannot stand them. She insists that that's how they're supposed to look. They're broken in, but they're gross. She's had them for years. She wears them all the time. I can't stand it.
Uggs make your feet sweaty, right?
They are nasty. I will say that. Like, there was a time where at the peak of their popularness, I would wear them all the time like it was normal.
You mean their popularity?
Yeah. What did I say? Popularness? Right. At the height of their popularity, I would wear them all the time, but not anymore. Now they're like around the house or like running to the grocery store really fast.
Mm. Yeah, and they still make your feet stink when you do that.
They do smell. I don't understand how people don't wear socks. Like, it's so nasty. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What piece of clothing does your significant other wear that you can't stand?
Scarves. What? I mean, you can't make this up, guys. My husband has a collection of scarves, and it doesn't matter what he's got on. Like, he could be in, like, a jogging outfit, right, going to the gym, but he'll have all this, like, really flamboyant scarf. I mean, I don't know. He thinks he's a movie director or something, getting ready to call action, but scarves.
Remember my buddy with the ascots?
I mean, it was weird. He had so many ascots.
Yeah, wouldn't wear a tie.
I didn't even know what an ascot was.
He swears the ladies love him.
Does your significant other have a piece of clothing that drives you nuts? 1-800-330-9999. What is it? This is a good one. Guys should not wear light gray sweatpants, and her husband wears it all the time. That's on our text line at 1-800-330-9999. The champion sweatpants. So there's a difference between the like nice and the like the... How do you describe
champion is so in right now though with anybody that's I mean what
but
are you talking about
young.
That's a silly rule.
No,
gray
no.
Sweatpants
no you have to be young, like really young,
or how about in shape
and in shape to wear the light gray sweatpants.
I don't know where you guys come up with these rules. I mean, with some of the outfits that you've walked in here before when you're telling me it's a gym day, seems nonsense. I don't know.
If you missed it earlier, Raven had this conversation with his wife when they went out to visit his family.
Do you guys hate my sweatpants? Alicia hates my sweatpants.
Why does she hate your sweatpants?
I said that there are some sweatpants that are only meant to be worn in your house. And then there are some that are okay to wear out.
These are fancy sweatpants. These are Puma sweatpants. They're fancy. They say Puma.
They're green. They say Puma.
So? What's wrong with green?
Everything. The same thing that's wrong with light gray.
Beautiful olive gray. What kind of nonsense is... These are crazy rules.
There's some things that your significant other wears that you just can't stand. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
He wore a wife beater, like, all the time.
Mm. And nothing else?
This freaking disgusting wife beater. I threw it out.
Yeah, I don't think we call them wife beaters anymore, but I know what you mean. An undershirt, a tank top.
I know.
A white undershirt.
Right. Right.
Well, we're talking to... No, we're talking years ago when they were called wife beaters, and he still had it when it was called a tank top. Oh, my God.
So he kept it throughout that time, through the duration. He was there, actually, for the evolution of the language itself. Mm-hmm. Now, that's saying something.
Yes,
stains,
yes.
Holes, all those things.
Oh, no, I have to throw away my husband's. He just keeps wearing them until they dissolve into nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll just keep going at him. Yeah. To this day. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the piece of clothing that your significant other wears that's driving you nuts?
My spouse keeps wearing the same Adidas sweatpants every day, and they have pink stains on them. They're not even stylish. He thinks he's, like,
looks good in them, but he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't look like Run DMC.
Did Run DMC really look good in them?
I mean, he rocked them.
Like, I mean, we saw the look, but none of those guys ever had an athletic build. Did you ever have any of those warm-up pants, Anna, where there are buttons on the side? So, you could rip them off? If you're a basketball player or volleyball player, you're supposed to, rip them off?
Of course I had those. Those were, massive in the 90s.
Have you ever seen a regular person rip off warm-up pants? Anybody?
And I'm look just cool wondering. Doing it?
I'm just wondering.
Not since high school.
Yeah. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your spouse wear that you can't stand?
It's actually not what he wears. It's what he doesn't wear. He walks around all day. He doesn't wear any shirts, ever.
Nice.
He never wears a shirt.
Is he ripped?
No. In his head, I think he is.
Right.
But I'm just staring at man boobs all day, and it's driving me crazy.
That would bother me, too. That would really bother me, I think.
Well, he's not even the cleanest eater, so it's just...
You tell me he's got nacho cheese off a nipple?
Yeah.
This sounds so weird.
Yeah, right? He doesn't see what the big deal is, and it's just nasty.
Not even when you sit down to eat meals, like at dinner and stuff, he doesn't put a shirt on?
No. He thinks, why? He's not going anywhere, so.
and all the money you guys are saving on laundry. I love it.
Yeah,
I wore a pair of sweatpants 4 times last week.
That's all right. I feel like your sweatpants.
That's
you feel
fine.
Like that's fine?
Yeah, but you got to put something on your top.
No, it's all
something.
Bad. Yeah. It's all bad.
Hair.
Oh, my God. We're not going to make it out of this, I don't think.
Yeah, sorry.
That's terrible.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.